From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The UN Security Council members say that they will continue to crack down on North Korea if its nuclear and ballistic missile testing continues. This is after a Friday vote in which the council approved a resolution that sharply cuts limits on North Korea's imports of refined oil, forces all North Koreans working overseas to return home within 12 months, and it cracks down on shipping to and from the country. Robert Smart is the UK ambassador to the UN.
Through the adoption of this resolution, we are showing the regime that our will is strong and that these provocative actions have severe consequences.
And a U.S. jury has convicted two South American former soccer officials on charges of corruption. The first trial verdicts in a U.S. investigation into world soccer's governing body, FIFA. A federal jury in New York deliberated for a week before Friday's verdict and will continue deliberations next week for a third soccer football official. The jurors convicted Jose Maria Marin, former head of Brazil's Soccer Confederation, and Juan Angel Naput, former head of the Paraguayan soccer, of racketeering conspiracy. The top charge against the men. Marin was convicted on 6 of 7 counts, Naput on 3 of 5. Afghan officials say that a suicide bombing in southern Kandahar province Friday killed an area commander hours after U.S. Vice President Mike Pence made a surprise trip to Afghanistan's Bagram airfield.
And this commander-in-chief has empowered our battlefield commanders with the freedom and flexibility you need to win. Bureaucrats don't win battles. Soldiers do. And under this president, we will never allow bureaucracy to stand in the way of victory.
Meanwhile, the Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack. This is VOA News. The U.S. government has imposed a new round of sanctions against one of Russia's oldest organized crime gangs, criminal gangs known as Thieves in Law. The U.S. Treasury Department targeted 10 alleged members of the group, as well as designated the entire network as a transnational criminal organization, or TCO. The new U.S. designation means that U.S. individuals and firms are banned from doing business with Thieves in Law or with people linked to the group. It also means that assets held by the crime organization in the United States can be frozen. U.S. President Donald Trump is in a celebratory mood Friday after signing a $1.5 trillion tax overhaul into law. Mr. Trump said he wanted to fulfill a pledge to sign the biggest tax cuts and reform in our country by Christmas. He did slam congressional Democrats for not embracing the bill after they said that it benefits the rich.
I think the Democrats will really regret. The Democrats already regret it. You know, they have their typical thing, it's for the rich. They know that's not true. And they've been called out on it by the media, actually.
The president also signed a short-term funding bill that will keep the government functioning through the holidays and into the new year. The 30-day spending measure puts off the possibility of a government shutdown until late January. The UN Refugee Agency reports that thousands of people are fleeing from a fresh wave of intercommunal violence this week in the Democratic Republic of Congo's Ituri region. The UN Refugee Agency reports more than 2,650 refugees, mostly women and children, have fled to Uganda in search of safety this week. It notes that this is 5 times the usual number of arrivals. A U.S. lawmaker wants an investigation into the treatment of 92 Somalis who were allegedly chained to their seats for nearly 2 days during a botched attempt to deport them back to their home country. Some of the Somalis allegedly had to urinate on themselves because they were not allowed to get back up during an excursion that took them from the U.S. to Dakar, Senegal, and back again. The representative, Keith Ellison of Minnesota, whose congressional district is home to the largest community of Somali Americans in the U.S., said reports of what happened on the flight are profoundly disturbing and represent a tremendous violation of the civil rights and human rights of detainees. And Romanian lawmakers could end up smelling like roses if they succeed in passing a law to ban unpleasant odors. They are from the opposition Save Romania Union on Friday and submitted a small smell law that aims to outlaw some of the country's most offensive stenches.
That's the latest world news from VOA.